The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 14th of December.
December.
I got it.
Oh. Earlier, I said November.
Okay, keep talking.
Okay. Hey, today in the North Valley, it is going to be mostly sunny. Now, this morning, we're seeing areas of frost. You could see ice on the roadway, so be careful if you're heading up in the higher elevations. Otherwise, it's going to be a very nice day, and this afternoon, temperatures are going to be right around 55 with a low of 35, and the same weather pattern will continue throughout the rest of the week. So if you're planning on traveling, just remember ice in the morning and then sunny by the afternoon.
And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned company here out of Anderson, owned by the Kinney family. Been doing this for a couple of decades. They really do treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, honey.
Well, I never thought that I would say this, but I hit red lights. I mean, I left the house late, okay, because I kept going back into the house because I forgot something, and I don't want to. Anyway.
You know, this whole morning, Sue, thank you, Sue,
thank you, Sue.
And we know why, right, Sue?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's, who's that kid standing behind you there?
And maybe
Liam.
Yeah,
oh,
Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Good morning.
You two, you came in today at the same time? Would you two have breakfast together?
I'm telling you right now, let me say, Sue, coming down court on Shasta, I ended up those lights, and I never complain about it because living in L.A. and living in, you know, some metropolis, other areas. The lights were specifically long today only because I'm going a different, decided to go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I ended up, one of them wouldn't turn. So I ended up having to turn right, go through a parking lot, come back. And I really thought that I had time, according to my clock, that I would just come right in. So when I came to the front door and it was locked,
yeah.
I'm knocking with my knuckles, you know. I do have a key, by the way, but yeah, it was at the bottom of my purse. But anyway, how was the Christmas lit parade?
Oh, my goodness. The Christmas parade was absolutely beautiful. The light Christmas parade was very busy. I haven't seen it this busy in years. It was about four people deep.
Ooh.
And it was so cold, but people still showed up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Liam and I had a terrific time.
Liam, was that your first time like emceeing something like that?
It actually was. I don't know if you can hear me very well.
I can.
But,
you can.
You know, it was outstanding. I've never done it before, and I had a great time.
All right. Well, that I love the fact that.
Well, it's good to know that we have people for next year. We can start lining up now.
And I actually was thinking a lot about Jimbo this morning because Jimbo and you did the morning show on KLXR for how many years?
Almost 14.
Almost 14 years, which is how long now we're going into our 14th year here on KCNR. We actually launched December 14th, which, my gosh, is that today?
It's today.
Oh!
Happy anniversary.
I wish we still had some of that same, the sound, the footage, or whatever you want to call it,
we
audio.
We do.
Anyway, my God.
Yeah, that was quite the morning.
And Senator Johansson called in, and Lamalfa, I mean, all these people called in, and it was like, are we on yet?
Well,
anyway.
We still do
so,
that.
So, Jimbo and you, going back to Jimbo. Jimbo, every day, because we have to go down Placer. Jimbo was like clockwork. Exact same time, exact same position of turning left on Court Street every morning, and it was his little white convertible. I'm not sure what kind of car that's, a Chevy, or I don't know. He's had it for years.
Mustang.
It's a Mustang.
Mustang.
White Mustang with a black top. Anyway, so I miss Jimbo. I was thinking about him on the way here today for that very reason. But, like, why did I go this way? Well, anyway, that's so cool. It's nice to see that everybody's out and about. And I think what we are seeing are record attendances.
Yes, absolutely. It's because, you know, those 2 years, people didn't go anywhere. Now everybody wants to go and do everything and see everybody.
And it was free, and the family can go, and it's kind of like when you go across the bridge and you're going to the Garden of Lights. It's just beautiful to see. Even those people maybe not attending the lights are still out and about. And, again, several people deep with their kids in strollers and people of all ages. So I'm so glad that you did that, Sue. And, Liam, thanks for representing.
Absolutely, and I'll do it again. I mean,
right.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So, and thank you once again for allowing me to be here.
Oh, thank
allowing you to be here.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for allowing us to work with
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Sue has been.
By the way, I saw Jimbo's name the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, we're doing this 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo Club. The Rodeo Association.
Right.
Or the Reading, not Rodeo Association, but the Reading
Rodeo.
And in the beginning, they talk about it like in somewhere around like 1953. And I saw Jim's name in there, and this group of people I didn't recognize, but I saw his name in there as being part of that group that became, I guess, the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yes.
So he, way back there. So that was
interesting. Well, you know what you can say about Jim Albertson? He's a vampire. The man.
In the best sense of the word.
It does not change. Or age.
Well, then your dad's a vampire.
Well, yeah, yeah.
If you're going to go that way. In the sense is they don't age, they are just there. And if you're the Elks Club, Jim's there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimbo's still there.
Jimbo is great, and we hope to have him on again soon, the two of you, because you really have a special light that you bring out in each other. And,
We'll eventually graduate into you do the news, and then you and Jimbo do the next 2 hours, and then you go out and sell all day, and then you come back in and do the fix the traffic that screwed up, and then you go home at about 8 o'clock that night.
So wonderful. So, we appreciate you so much.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Now go home.
I'm going.
She's got a little bit of what we had, and
uh-oh,
it's time for you to go home
uh-oh
and rest.
Yes.
I
okay
just say to anybody who may be, because the crowd is out there, is, you know, it's all about, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is a lot of people don't realize how they become dehydrated. And we were talking about that with a girlfriend yesterday who parents in their, my parents' age, both got COVID in LA, what, their dad's 90, mom's 89, something like that. And she had to get them to the hospital, and they were severely hydrated because at a certain age, I guess, I don't know, they're medical people, that, you think you're not thirsty, but your body's thirsty. And there is an equation of some sort that I learned a long time ago that you take your weight, you divide it by 2, and you add 10. So when you, and that's how many ounces of water your body needs per day. Now, I know you're thinking, oh my God, I can't do this because I'm going to the bathroom all day long. Well, yeah, you're flushing your body. So right now, my word of advice or my pleas, if I can give you something today to think about, is to just really, 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 really stay hydrated. And I know that since I got sick about 4 years ago, you know, badly, I drink electrolytes every day. And it's not like a certain brand. I mean, I had a certain brand, and then the vitamin shop ran out of it, and it couldn't get it, so I tried something else. But just electrolytes. I'm drinking electrolytes, and I'm trying to do my quota of water. I don't reach it, but I just only can tell you that hydration is so imperative to flush your body and get the cooties out. That's it.
Cooties?
Yeah. Because we all have cooties. They're flying everywhere.
She's
right
using
now
the word cooties back there.
Yeah.
The whole, the production staff is rolling on the floor.
Yeah, well, it's cooties because I don't. I didn't want to really go to the hospital and visit a friend because you had the flu, and I thought I probably got cooties like hanging on my skin and in my hair, and I just didn't want to walk where it's airborne onto somebody who's fragile.
Let's take a break.
All right.
So I can get this back. into some kind of semblance of control so Sue can leave, Liam can hop in.
Never.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Shasta Regional Medical Center was on yesterday on our show. Now, I want Sue, tell Liam. Liam, can you hear me?
Liam. Okay.
That I want to use yesterday's show as a encore presentation at some point. The amount of information that Dr. Muhammad Khan had, a cardiologist had, was you heard it yesterday.
It was eye-opening.
It was. And the things that are going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and of all things, when I was at the sanitary yesterday, I stopped in there, had a little cup of chili and a half a tuna fish sandwich, and they are such great people there. They've had that business for 35 years. And their job, their idea now of retirement is to, both of them, you walk in there one day and they're both passed away in another 20 years or something. Anyway, a gentleman in there, turns out that he works with the pacemaker company and that works with those, with that new type of equipment, new type of technology that you can put in the pulmonary artery, and they can literally find out 5 to 30 days in advance if you are going to have congestive heart failure problems, and they can fix it before you have to go to the hospital. You have to wait till the last. Is that what you got out of that?
I kind of got out a little more that, like, stress and like it's like everything's like interconnected in our bodies.
Oh yeah. About the day, Day, my friends, is the day that most heart attacks occur. Christmas Day, the day after, and then New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, stress, people aren't going to the doctor. They are, their meds, they aren't taking their meds because of everything.
They're
that's
not
going
hydrating.
On. They're not hydrating.
I'm telling you that's going to be my big word today.
You've already used that. And,
well, I can do it.
And you keep going.
Several times.
Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center has so many state-of-the-art, cutting-edge medical procedures that you do not have to travel to Sacramento or UC Davis to have them right here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Hey music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And good morning and welcome to this Wednesday edition. It's the 14th of December, 2022.
14 years ago we started it.
Yeah, we launched KCNR 1460 AM in the little studio next door. We started with a red carpet room.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
kind of a mishmash of equipment.
Everything was in there.
Mike Quinn left behind. I think we maybe did we buy?
Oh, we bought a bunch
headphones.
Of stuff. Oh, we bought a bunch of stuff.
We
spent money like
we kind of built it with Bob Belongi and Jim Brimmer, and Bob was our producer.
Well, there was a couple other guys working on it too, and the funny thing was Ron Smith. Would work at night, and Jim would work during the day.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
And whoever it was, they were both engineers and both had their own ideas of how to do this.
And Mike Johnson. Rest in peace on both the two, the
now,
former
Ron,
two.
Ron mm-hmm. and, anyway. So one would wire things, and then the other one would come in and change it. And this went on for like 3 or 4 days. I'm not kidding you. Jim knows about it. And I set them down. I got them both together. And said, you two got to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one's doing it and one's taking it apart,
right,
putting another one in, then
doing
you all
their
go
way.
Back. I realize you both are brilliant, but can we work together
yeah.
on this?
Can we talk?
And then like 3 days, 4 days before we got ready to launch and everything was set up, I said, hey, where's that, what do they call it, a dump button? And I got the looks. They all looked at me. Four of them looked at me.
With a blank expression.
With a blank expression. called BSI.
Well, it's a dump button.
It's a dump button.
7 seconds.
In case somebody accidentally.
In case
somebody accidentally says something, we have a 7 second delay here.
Those words that George Carlin
talked
about.
Before they come rolling out of your mouth out into the air. And they were more than happy to get it to me the next day. And it only cost like $1,500. But you know what?
Only.
It's the best $1,500 I spent because it's been here for 14
years.
Yeah,
and we probably used it maybe four times.
Oh, no. No. I think we use
maybe
it
maybe on
more.
The weekends.
On the weekends, they sneak a few words in now and
right.
then. They've used it once on me when we were talking COVID, and I said, I'm just tired of this.
Yeah.
You know,
I think they thought the caca word was okay to use, and so they went,
it was,
blank caca, blank caca.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a short period of time.
Stop it, children.
And no, it was because of a misunderstanding, because of a song.
Oh, please.
No, it was a song that I approved.
Mm.
And, you know, it was Toby Keith. And it says, when you're up, blank. You know, you remember that? You remember that TV show? And it's, yeah. You know, the TV show with, you know, Creek.
Yeah.
It was spelled differently.
Two T's.
Well, it was called Schitt's
Hilarious.
Creek.
Hilarious.
It was called Schitt's Creek.
Love it.
Don't blank me out. That's,
no, it's a town called that.
It was a town called.
Yes.
Well,
and it's hilarious.
When they heard
by
that,
the way.
For some reason, then it was okay.
Yeah.
To
well.
Use that. Anyway. Enough
all right,
of that.
I want to talk about
got?
Something that really bugs me, and I think we're experiencing now. We've had the holidays with family. We've been traveling around. We've talked to people. We've seen people.
And there's still crazy people out there.
Yeah. And, you know, my mind just flashed on LA's trying to ban rodeo And of course, you know, we were in LA and they talked about that in the, National Rodeo Finals, actually, at the Thomas and Mack.
The PRCA convention.
Yeah, they talked about, you know, keep an eye on this and be involved in your local politics. Well, you know, there's something that's wonderful about embracing diversity. Really. I mean, I know like-minded people kind of, it's what we do. We hang out with like-minded people because you are kind of who you hang with, right? I mean, it's just, we teach that to our children, et cetera. But kind of understanding how other people think is also important, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it. So I'm just saying right now that I am sick and tired of the cancel culture. This is something that came into the headlines today that just disturbs me greatly. Detroit to remove Dr. Ben Carson's name from local high school. The move comes after 80% of the 1,500 people surveyed supported renaming Benjamin Carson High School of Science and Medicine, the National Desk reported. Carson's name will be removed from the school despite an administrative recommendation and student poll to keep the name as is, according to Carson's former Department of Housing and Urban Development Chief of Staff, Andrew Hughes. Political activists reportedly fought for the school to drop Carson's name over his service in former President Donald Trump's administration, where he served as the HUD secretary. One activist in 2018 reportedly claimed that having Carson's name on the school is synonymous with having Trump's name on our school in blackface. Does that make you sick?
Yeah. No, it doesn't make me sick. It just
well, it makes my stomach feel ill.
Here's what it is that the cancel culture is still alive and well out there. And here they're taking a very respected African-American medical doctor who did a lot in the HUD and the Housing and Urban Development, did a lot of stuff, but because of craziness in Detroit, even though it sounded like from what you read, the school and the students wanted to keep the name. I don't understand how, because you take a poll and you get 80% of 1,500 people polled, oh, no, we have to change the name because you got a bunch of
crazy
of loudmouth activists out there who seem to think that they can just change things at a whim.
Yeah.
And
take history out of the schools because it doesn't align with your way of thinking. Well, now, Carson's former HUD staffers recently penned an op-ed condemning the school's decision to remove Carson's name. Quote, "The reason we adorn our buildings with the names of heroes is to continually remind us of their examples. Their life stories provide us a roadmap to follow, and these lessons are meant to inspire us to live up to their example." Quote, the letter signed by 55 staffers read, "In today's culture plagued by anger, violence, and division, Dr. Carson is exactly the sort of man we should highlight for our children, period. In an age where honor and virtue are increasingly scorned, comma, he stands as an example for our future generations to look up to." The op-ed continued.
I mean, here's a guy that came from nothing.
Yeah.
Has done remarkable things in the medical field, and yet they're going to do this because he was in the Trump administration. Really. If that's the case, it's why does Jimmy Fallon get to be in blackface and he's still on TV? Then why aren't the because now he is against totally anything that has to do with a more moderate approach, but yet he was in blackface and he's still on the air. You know what? And I don't care enough about it to even say anything about Jimmy Fallon, because I could care less about Jimmy Fallon, and those late night entertainment shows are going down the tubes, just like many of the shows that you see on CNN. CNN's there's more people probably that listen to our show than watch CNN, and I know it's hard to believe, but we do go worldwide.
Oh boy, I
may have overspoken a little bit
on
that.
I am not responsible for that. See, the wall just went. Yeah.
I just said maybe. We don't know.
Well, whatever.
There could be. There could be out there. I guess we could. I guess we could track the, you know, the downloads and all that. But why? Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break. Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been a force in our community since 1993. They opened their business, and they've been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since the day they opened. That's right. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions, insurance division. Now, we have insurance with Judy Maxwell because she showed us all the options and sits down with you and discusses every option and finds the one that's right for you. And that's in health insurance. That's in everything. That they work on homeowners insurance, business insurance, all of those. If you want a second opinion on your insurance or, you know, what you should be doing right now, especially since people are living so much longer, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReddingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReddingCivic.com today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning. 28 degrees. So yesterday went out and saw Odina the Wonder Horse, and she has a cover on her.
A purple blanket.
A purple blankie that's warm. And so I took it off her, and we exercised, and she ate her quota of carrots and got brushed down and everything. She's back and feisty. She's fully healed and all that. And then I put it on her again last night. Some of the other horses have them. Some don't. Mm-hmm. And if they've got a heavy coat and they're, you know, if they're out of the wind and everything, and she's protected and all that. But still, 28 degrees. It was cold this morning. Let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, good Jackson Brown intro music.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Oh, that's good stuff. I'll tell you what. Hey, lots of good stuff going on with the school, by the way. Shasta Union District had their meeting last night. Parents showed up regarding the questionable video shown. And it appears they passed a new policy regarding supplemental materials must be reviewed prior to and parental consent given. So that is actually a great leap, a very positive leap for parental and kids' protections in the schools. So good for them. I hope other schools very soon will be following suit in that matter. And it still gives the teachers some latitude to actually, you know, bring in the supplemental materials, but also afford some protection for the kids. So good stuff there. Really good stuff.
And,
there.
You know, and part of this reason is, and when you see stories every so often where a teacher will play things that are just totally inappropriate. And parents don't know about it unless the kids come down and talk about it to them. And if they're in second grade and they're seeing things, you know, it's hard for the kids to, you know, because teachers play such a big role in their lives. But I just think, you know, parents need to be involved in what's going on in their schools. They just have to be.
It's happening, Carl.
I know. It's been a lot. There's been a lot more of it. And people are saying, well, wait a minute. And then when you get elected officials say, nah, you don't have any right to say anything about what your kids are being taught. Oh, they shouldn't be elected.
Well, we've proved that. We're proving that now. Last night.
That's throughout the nation. It's not just here.
Continue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're concerned with Shasta County, Carl. The rest of the nation and the rest of the counties can protect and fight for themselves. We have to fight here locally. And we're doing that. So good for them. Also today, a very controversial policy is going to be introduced today at the County Office of Education meeting at 1:30. Who can attend at 1:30, for gosh sake? On Innsbruck Drive. Carl, I just forwarded you the email this morning. You can look at that very boring agenda, 160 pages. Don't do that. Go to page 38 and read the first few pages. They are going to, Carl, I am not kidding you. They want to pass a policy at County Office of Education to allow kids to choose their genders, genders asserted by the student. Oh, it gets better. And then once they choose their gender for the minute or for the day or for the month, whatever, they're going to allow that student to access sex segregated facilities, meaning this is in the policy, restrooms, locker rooms, physical education classes that is consistent with their gender identity. So, 12-year-old boy, right, no problems here, Carl, 12-year-old boy decides he wants to be anything other than a boy for the day. He gets to say that, and then he's going to say, well, I'm going to go in the girls' locker room. See you later. What? This is in writing, Carl. This is in the County Office of Education's agenda packet for today, 1:30.
Does it say anything in there that there has to be a medical authorities and anything like they've got to have been through counseling and all this before they do it? Or that's just
Okay. Here's the sentence. This is right out of the packet. Each student's gender identity shall be the gender asserted by the student. There you go, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah. Long pause there, huh?
Long pause.
So, People, please show up at the 1:30 meeting. I'm not sure what County Office of Education is thinking. They're not paying attention. In Shasta County, we have rejected establishment now for a year and a half. We have been rejecting it for a year and a half, and they're trying to push this today. Are you kidding me? So please, folks, show up. They don't take phone calls. I know it's 1:30. I think they do that on purpose so that parents can't show up, and that's very unfortunate. Hopefully that will change very soon, to change those meetings to evenings. Like, there's only two schools, Carl, Millville and County Office, that hold meetings during the day. All the rest of them, Carl, the rest of the districts hold them in the evening so the parents can show up, and that needs to change. So, yeah.
I'll agree with that. I haven't read the 138 pages on that, but it's on page 38, and I'll read it here later on. I agree with you, though. You know, especially on school stuff, parents work. And because this just says that people that have kids in school are younger people. You know, they are. They're not in their 70s, and they haven't retired. So it should be is that they should have a chance to go to – it's like a PTA – it's like a parent-teachers meeting. You know, it's in the evenings. It's not at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And last thing, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate the time.
No, it's okay. This is big.
Well, I'm trying to stay on top of local matters and put it out to the citizens. That's kind of what I tried to do, and I hope I'm doing that. But with your help and all the other radio podcast help, but gosh darn it, I just lost it. Anyways, please show up, everybody. This policy needs to be. I did have it. They're trying to pass this on consent calendar, Carl, meaning no discussion. They're trying to sneak this under consent calendar, and of course. I'm asking Mr. Gorman, the brand new board member today, to pull it from consent for discussion.
Well, one person can do that. One person can do that, right?
I think so. Yeah. That's up to board policy. But this has to come out of consent for discussion. This is just ridiculous, and I appreciate the time, Carl.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rich. Okay. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
As good as I can with a little bit I got left to work with. Hey, I went to the meeting last night on the jail.
Yes.
It was a real good sales pitch, and that's all it was in my opinion. What I found interesting was, you remember Measure A?
Yes.
They wanted to put a 600-bed tower next to the existing tower, and the reasoning was they would save so much money by being able to hitchhike on the food service that was already there, the laundry service, and all that. Now their attitude is just the opposite. The old jail fallen apart, needs to be tore down, and they've got to have Michael Johnson's dream of a rehabilitation center out in, they're talking about Airport Road. And I wasn't very impressed.
Well,
I'm sure Jake's going to come in and sell you the other way.
He will, but I'm going to try and get Patrick Jones on here tomorrow, and so we can hear Patrick's idea on this.
Oh yeah, Patrick's. I was disappointed last night, and they had four people there. Mary Rickert was there; she stayed for the whole thing. So was Chris Kellstrom, and Pat Minturn, and then an architect and some other big guy. I don't know who he was. They didn't ask any questions. And I gathered that they were there to see what our concerns were so they could work up answers in their favor.
Well, we'll find out.
Yes,
it's going to be a 3-2 vote, or 4-1.
Has it got to be for the jail?
Yeah, it will be.
Well, good. I hope it's a...
No, I mean, it will be. I mean, it's going to be a, you know, they're going to vote on which way to move forward on this. But I think that, here's the thing is... you've been in the jail, I mean, as a visitor, not, you know.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you need to go through there. Ask for – you know what? You are somebody with an open mind in a lot of things, Nick. Go through that jail. I went through it 10 years ago, and 10 years ago it was scary in the sense of the danger to the correctional officers, the things that, you know, going on, you know, no matter how good they are. And so if they're shorthanded, I can just imagine what it's like. We've got to find something in here that allows us to use today's technology so it takes less people to keep more people in jail. And it can't be done in 15 years. We've got to have some kind of hybrid here that we can start on right away, but gives us the use of that technology.
Well, absolutely. You know, Bob Hossinger was the first one that came up with the idea of going to a firm that creates pods, and you put a pod in one place, and maybe it's 80 jails, and when you need more, you add another pod. He was the first one that came up with that idea, and a single-story jail, which they were against on Measure A.
Well, things change. Things change.
Well, they do change, especially when they get defeated. They just turn around and try a different tack.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, Patrick wants to keep, and we got to run here, but Patrick wants to keep the taxpayers from having to go, you know, float a bond. But as you've said on many occasions, if it was to build a jail and a jail only, you'd support it.
Yes, I would. And we finally got some supervisors in there that I think we can trust. I certainly wouldn't. They always add caveats to it.
Right.
Well, it's going to go to a jail, but it's going to go to safety, too. And some's going to go here, but it's mostly going to go to jail. It needs to be cut and dried into the jail and to support the jail, period. Otherwise, I won't vote for it.
Well, I think they can do that. I think, you know what, I think if we can finally come to a consensus that it's not something for everybody, it's not a dipping pot for everybody's little honey fingers, and it's to put bad people away, and the safest way for our people that run the jail, as many as we can take off the street, and also then to put adjacent facilities, not the jail, in there to be able to provide the counseling and getting them off that kind of stuff. But the first thing is the jail.
Patty Plum is Patty and Ron Plum.
That name sounds familiar.
They're going to be on my show Sunday. They're going to be talking about the election integrity here in Shasta County and other things. But we're going to cover that jail, too. So I hope everybody can tune in Sunday morning at 8. And I hope you have a nice day, Carl and Linda.
Thank you too, Nikki, so much.
Okay, thank you. We got to take a break here. Hey, Linda.
Yeah.
There's a sale going on.
Oh, it's their anniversary.
It's their anniversary
sale. And they've been
sale.
With us. In fact, we had our wedding rings made.
At Four Winds Jewelry.
So we got married in 2008. And I was going over this last night with my girlfriend. 2008, January 1st. And we were trying to think about the numbers. She was saying, well, the number's wrong of how many years you've been in on the station. But I said, no, we were married on January 1st, 2008, at the Methodist Church here in Redding, California. And Four Winds Jewelry did our ring. So that's what we wanted to talk about. Four Winds Jewelry, they have an anniversary sale. This is their big year. They've been with us since day one. We trust them and believe in them with all of our collectibles or our valuables, and how to get the best out of your jewelry, or if you inherit something and you want to have it
redesigned, or evaluated
for insurance, yeah. That kind of thing. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, located right there across kind of kitty corner to
Sierra Gibbs.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating, $65 per person. VIP, only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our show with Carl and Linda Bach. 7:52 in the morning. It's not even 30 degrees yet. And
is that Todd Lundgren? Was that Todd Lundgren?
I'm not sure who it was. It's the new radical. Well, it's the new radicals. I don't know who the lead singer is.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but I
not
just,
the,
yeah.
No, that's okay. Hey, a couple of things are happening here. I heard the greatest story years ago about Weed California from Mike Michelet.
Oh, yeah.
About, do you realize that there is an African-American population in Weed California? And I went, well, no, because really I didn't know that much
about
weed.
Like a large.
Weed. Yeah, about weed, except that it had a great name for the state of California. And you could buy, I live in Weed California, T-shirts and all that. But a couple of things happened. The weed fire that started in, when was it? A couple years ago. September 2nd. It was September 2nd. The mill fire started possibly from a water spraying machine used to cool ash at the Veneer Mill in Weed. The blaze burned 3,935 acres, killed two people, and destroyed 118 structures. Most of the devastation struck Lincoln Heights, which was the area where the African-American families had settled who came here. And according to Mike, and I'm not sure how much of it is urban myth and how much of it was true, is that after the war, World War II,
They, you know, it was a big logging industry here. There was problems with labor strikes and all that, and the people from Mississippi. I say Mississippi, doesn't necessarily mean that's true. It told how the black community came to weed in the 1920s after World War I. And Lincoln Heights is considered the oldest black settlement west of the Mississippi, according to the United Way. Well, United Way is going to host a free screening of a film about the historic black community. The film's called From the Quarters to Lincoln Heights.
That's
describes
right.
The history and culture of the Lincoln Heights community in weed. Like I said, it's considered the oldest black settlement west of the Mississippi. And more than two-thirds of the territory under Lincoln Heights was destroyed in that fire. While admission is free, their hopeful attendees will donate money to United Way's fund to help. The film screening is from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Riverfront Playhouse on California Street right here in Redding. There will also be a reception with food and wine. For more information, reserved a seat, go to I can't even begin to tell you what this is, but it's going to be this Sunday, December 18th, at the Riverfront Playhouse from 2 p.m. to 4:30. And meanwhile, the MILF and a story linked to this is that a tentative settlement has been proposed in the MILF fire. And the goal is to rebuild weed community of Lincoln Heights. More than 600 people who lost their homes or were otherwise affected by the mill fire and weed are reviewing tentative settlements with the lumber company that is linked to the fire. That each individual, their attorney said, affected by the September wildfire has received a settlement offer from the Roseburg Forest Products Company of Oregon. And Reiner, who is the lawyer, representing about 70% of the townspeople, which burned nearly 4,000 acres, killed two weed residents, and destroyed 118 structures, mainly in the historical black community of Lincoln Heights. Okay. Hopefully that this will occur, that the settlements happen so they can rebuild their homes.
Right.
I mean, but as you know, we have very close friends who lost their home mm-hmm. in the car fire. In fact, we have several friends
yes.
that lost their homes in the car fire. All of their, everything they had, everything is gone.
And when you're a world traveler and you collect.
Well, how about these people in Lincoln Heights whose family settled
right.
after the World War One
right.
in the 20s? Think of all the things that they had in their homes and passed down from generations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to be a world traveler and to lose everything that means so much to you. Clothes, photos. The big thing is photos. And I think about that because I've got like 6 albums my mom did.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting up in a closet someplace. I haven't looked at them in 15 years. And I'm thinking, what happens if there's a fire? All of that disappears. So I'm literally thinking about pulling them all down and taking them to some business who will put them on a DVD or a thumb drive.
Right.
And put them in the same order, from the 40s and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your two uncles just passed, they had this beautiful photo montage that played, but also
remember my cousin Brad had gone into the garage and said there were boxes and boxes and boxes of photos,
and
a lot of things don't have names in the back,
but some of them did.
Yes.
And so I saw a completely different, and I think you did too, an album of not the Snook Boys and their family, but their wives.
Right.
And where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came from Hungary.
Well, there's like, they talk about a borderless town now. What is it called?
I'm not sure.
Right.
I didn't get that part.
The borders are changing.
Oh, the borders are, well, it was.
They, or have it changed
was,
several
it
times.
It was Yugoslavia, and then, of course, Yugoslavia broke down into all these different countries. But it was, it's remarkable because they did have names on them. And I've got, and you've got, and I'm sure everybody out there, you know, maybe one of the presents you give to your following generations is you go back and you find out who these people are in your family and you write their names down. So when they look at it, when your grandkids look at something that your, that their great grandparents built, they'll have an idea of where they came from. So, anyway, when we come back, Jake Mangus is going to join us, and Jake has made the papers yesterday by opposing a jail downtown, and let's find out why Jake is opposing a jail downtown and what his
ideas
are. The
news from Town Hall.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Grid broadcast of Man Up.
Welcome back.
Continues to pummel the central U.S. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says it's a monster of a storm system covering a lot of real estate.
Pockets of moderate to heavy snow with strong winds out across the northern and central plains, with pockets of a wintry mix as well across the upper Midwest. And further to the south, yeah, we've had severe weather develop out across the lower Mississippi Valley, and that includes both severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and heavy rain that have impacted portions of Louisiana and Mississippi.
The storm system blamed for at least two deaths in Louisiana, where a young boy and his mother were killed when a tornado swept through Keithville near Shreveport. Congressional bargainers report some progress on a spending bill for 2023. Meantime, there is a Friday midnight deadline for a stopgap money bill that would avert a partial government shutdown this coming weekend. A big Democrat Party donor, the founder and CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, facing an array of charges.
The U.S. government is charging Sam Bankman-Fried with a host of financial crimes. Federal prosecutors allege he intentionally deceived customers and investors to enrich himself and others while playing a central role in FTX's multi-billion dollar collapse. The indictment says that beginning in 2019, Bankman-Fried began diverting the money of FTX's customers and investors to pay expenses and debts at his crypto hedge fund, Alameda Research, and to make lavish real estate purchases and large political donations, the majority of which went to the Democratic Party. The SEC filed civil charges, alleging Bankman-Fried defrauded investors and used proceeds to buy real estate for himself and his family. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 205 points, the NASDAQ 64 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox for exclusive holiday savings. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for last-minute shopping. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
China's National Health Commission is scaling back its daily COVID-19 report in response to a sharp decline in PCR testing. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
A notice on the Commission's website says it stopped publishing daily figures on numbers of cases where no symptoms are detected, despite a push to boost vaccinations among the elderly. Two centres set up in Beijing to administer shots were empty on Tuesday, while lines stretched outside hospitals and pharmacies. The move presents a key challenge to China, with mass PCR testing no longer obligatory and people with mild symptoms allowed to recuperate at home rather than in one of the field hospitals that became notorious for overcrowding and poor hygiene. It has grown more difficult to gauge the true number of COVID-19 cases. I'm Charles Deledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
www.theradicalradio.com. A sold-out menu item results in bloodshed at the drive-thru.
Police in St. Louis say a KFC employee has been hospitalized after a customer shot him because he was upset that the restaurant had run out of corn. Investigators say the man tried to place an order at the restaurant's drive-thru lane. He became upset and threatened employees. The man had a handgun when he drove up to the drive-thru window. An employee who went outside to talk to the driver returned to the restaurant and said he'd been shot. The driver fled. The victim was hospitalized in critical but stable condition. I'm Norman Hall.
Scientists say it's over. Two active Hawaii volcanoes have stopped erupting. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reports that Kilauea is no longer erupting. The agency followed that up with a separate statement declaring that Mauna Loa has gone back to sleep as well. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 on the 14th of December. Two things are going on. One, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And as we pointed out, so many things that they were on the show yesterday. So many cutting-edge medical techniques are being used at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We used to have to go to UC Davis, Sacramento, and other places are now being done at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Find out what's going on over there, because they can help a lot of people. And today is kind of the anniversary of when we started the station.
Absolutely.
In 2009. Mm-hmm. 2009. So there.
Can you believe that?
Wow. And you know what? Bob Belongi was crawling underneath the table in the other room over
and
there.
And had the flu.
And had the
Remember that?
And then I had something
then
the day
had
before.
And you had the flu.
From one day that just knocked me down.
Oh, my God. I was a mess.
And Linda left me airborne. You know that that kind of fizzy thing you put in water and make you feel better? Well, I'm laying in bed. I can't move. And the dog.
Our puppy.
Snooki. Had her back to me. When she has her back to you, you know she's doing something maybe she shouldn't be doing. And I said, Snooki. And she turns around, and she's got a grape bubbly face. She had gotten into the airborne and had eaten it.
All right.
And I thought,
and then I came home and I complained about the fact that when you call poison control, they have an 800 number and then they, would you like to use your credit card?
Well, anyway,
and you're freaking out, so shaking, dropping the phone.
We call one of the local vets because it was, you know, and the vet answers and says, ate airborne. And the vet tech goes,
bring her in.
No. He said, first of all, he said, that should be okay. And I don't think that'll hurt her. And then, what's in it? And I read through the ingredients and iron was in it. He said, better bring her down.
Zinc. Yeah.
Whatever it was. And so we took her down there, and $135 later.
She didn't have her stomach pumped.
Yeah. She threw up everything she had, and then she came home, and she was happy, except she had this grape stain around her mouth for like a week. Anyway, that started.
The joys of puppydom.
That was, and then the next day we kicked it off the air. Bob's still underneath the, he's literally underneath the table connecting wires, but we had put it off for a week. We were supposed to start a week earlier. We just were not ready.
No, we couldn't. You know, there's a lot of things that you, it's not just about what we're doing here live. It's also about the satellites that connect with a certain tone. They connect to, and we have a what we call a tower here with different, like for instance, Armstrong and Getty. And
yeah, satellite dish. That's 12
but
feet.
But they go into these different kinds of, what do you want to call them? Like if you have a CD player, what's that called? Like a component
they come
of
into
some sort?
They come into a receiver.
A receiver. So we have like a stack of receivers. For different radio stations that do a different sound signal.
Different shows that come in.
All right.
Anyway.
So currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios.
No, we haven't finished with this yet.
Oh, well, I thought you maybe wanted me to continue on with the weather. Go ahead.
No, we can do the weather after. Because this is something that's in my mind. Not only does it, where we having to connect all those things, and then you have to have a clock for every one of them so it's loaded into the computers. And each clock has got a different play set so that, and it gives a tone for the commercial. So you've got to get everything lined up in the computers so that when that tone hits, they do their outro and then boom, here come the commercials.
Right.
And it's still magic to me after 14 years how that works. Of all the people that started with us, Jim Bremer is still here.
Yeah,
Bob and Brenda moved to Coos Bay, where they're happy as little pigs and poop.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
And, they're doing plays there. They have their boats out there in the ocean.
Yeah.
They're very happy.
Right.
And Jim Bremer is still here, comes in at least three times a week.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
To make sure that everything is still playing the way it should.
So we're blessed in many, many ways, people who love radio and want to see, the local flair of local media and local radio. They've invested.
Yeah. So what's the weather look like?
35 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like it's going to be 57 today. Overnight lows 35. Thursday 59. High of 59 with overnight lows of 35. Friday calls for a high of 57. Overnight lows of 33. Saturday 57. Overnight lows of 33. Now Sunday we've got partly cloudy 56. Overnight lows of 35. Monday looks like we have a little chance of showers. 51, 41. Tuesday same. Showers 55, 38. That's a little bit of a look into the forecast, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where they are probably very busy right now with this weather. They give senior and veteran discounts, and their motto is,
our customers are our warm friends.
365-3793.
And with us today is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, Jake Jailboy Mangus.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I want that intro.
I'm shocked that you would bring that up this morning.
It's already been brought up.
It's
already been brought up on the show. Calling in.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Nick called in and said last night because he was there.
Yes.
And I'm sure you were too.
I did not go to that meeting last night because I had already gone to one of the presentations.
Okay. Yeah. And he said that's what it was. It was a presentation to sell the jail out on Airport Road. And you made a statement, and it's not tied to the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, the thing about that is, to me, when David Benda called me as a result of a newsletter article I wrote last week about this jail topic, he said, are you speaking for the Chamber or are you speaking for yourself? And I said, well, I'm speaking for myself, but it's really naive to say that you can separate the two. And then he said, so are you telling me that there are others in your organization that think the way you do about this? And I say, absolutely. Yes, there are members of the chamber that think the same way that I do on this topic. So that was kind of the way it went out. But no, my board didn't vet it at a meeting and take an official position. But I went out on a limb on this one just because this topic is so important. I mean, and I think just having the context of having grown up in this community so close to the Justice Center, it's always been a part of the landscape since I was a little kid. And that kind of is beside the point, but I think it does give at least hopefully some credibility to I've been here my whole life and I've seen the way that things are. And this is such a huge investment, no matter which way it ends up going. We got to get this right is the way that I look at it. Because of the way that it affects, number one, the business community.
Okay, well, let's get back, and we'll talk about that after the break. We'll take an early break so we can spend a little more time
Perfect.
On it. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has owned Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a couple of decades now, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a chip or a crack, over 20 4 inches in length. He can fix it. He guarantees his work, and many times you can't even see where the crack was. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. If you got a chip in your windshield, it's now getting down into the 20s and low 30s. That if it gets water in there from frost, and then you hit it with the defroster, it could crack that windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street, or call Jeff at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Wind River Resort and Casino will be offering a delicious holiday buffet on Sunday, December 25th, with three separate seating times at 12, 2, and 4 p.m. Sit back and relax this holiday season and let us do the hard work. Our menu includes prime rib, baked ham, and a wonderful array of trimmings and desserts. Seating available for a party of 2 to 10 of your family and friends. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or see windriver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we have two tickets.
We do. We have two tickets that we want to give away. Okay, this is, you may have already been If not, you should go. And maybe that's a call. All right. Give us a call at 605-4567. These are two tickets for Reading Garden of Lights, which actually goes to January 8th. I know that after we get through New Year's, we're going to want to go again because I want to take in one more yummy night of the Garden of Lights. So, you may want to give them as a present. You may want to, go. But do give us a call. And Liam, let me know who's on, the line. Do they want the tickets?
All right, and they do.
Yeah.
So, hey, you've got to come on and tell us why.
Right. We like that.
Man, that was quick on the trigger there.
Yeah,
whoever
I mean,
that
we
was.
Were just, I don't, that was no delay.
We're going, we're going to go on Friday.
Maybe they were watching.
We got friends from, Butte County
okay,
coming up to go with us.
Karen. Karen, good morning.
Karen.
Good morning.
You're on.
You're on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
So, why do you want to go to, the Garden of Lights?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't I?
I know. I mean, like, I can't believe that's the question. Why? I'm like, well, of course you would. Have you been this year at all?
No, not this year. We did go last year, and this year we had our grandkids coming up from Los Angeles area, and so we want to take them, and they're 7 and 5 years old, so I think that it would be just magical.
Oh, it is magical. And you know what? It's bigger and better, and... they've always every year what I like is that they add something. And so, there are several places to stop next to the fire pits that are now and benches and fire pits that are throughout the park. And I like that because then you can warm up and just sit and reflect and look because, you know, they've moved things around. And right. it's great, and it's expanded, and it's wonderful. Now, these tickets are good for any night.
Except New Year's Eve.
Right.
And New Year's Eve awesome. Is a separate ticket, so don't go there on New Year's Eve because you've got separate tickets for that. But any other night through January 8th.
Well, and enjoy your family coming up, the kids, and enjoy that. To see it through their eyes will be magical. Karen, thanks for listening and sharing with us.
Every day.
Thank you so much. Come on into the station. You know where we are, 1326 Market Street. Get these because we're probably here just for a couple hours in the morning here for this week. Well, today's Thursday.
Okay.
No, today's Wednesday.
I know.
Okay.
somebody be around till noon or one today.
All right.
So.
Usually there's usually a weekly reminder about Wednesday on the show.
Yeah.
And there is. Usually.
We missed it today.
But I'm sure we'll hear it. Okay. Thanks a lot, Karen. Okay. We're here with Jake Mangus. Okay, Jake, you are against putting it down. You personally and other people are against putting it down, the new jail downtown. Why?
Well, I would just say that to me, first of all, I attended one of these presentations that by invitation of the sheriff to listen to the three, you know, an opinion on three different options. And it actually really wasn't an opinion. I should rephrase that. It was the three different options were presented. The first option was just build an addition on the downtown jail location. The second was the preferred option by the supervisors, which is to do both, to expand the current jail and to also build from the ground up off-site. And the third was just to build off-site. So I just took the information presented to me from that meeting on November 3rd, and I'm having a hard time understanding how it makes sense to invest. At least the numbers they shared with us, they said $100 to $125 million to expand the downtown jail to get 256 additional beds. What we were told that day of the presentation by a, quote, expert on designing and building jails from out of the area is that because of the ADA requirements, the kitchen facility requirements, the laundry requirements, what's called a sally port for transporting inmates to and from securely the facility. They said that we would be fortunate to get half of those beds in the end, in reality. So take that for what it's worth. The timeline that was shared with us is they said it would take 4 to 6 years to build the jail expansion downtown. Building a new facility from the ground up off-site would be 8 to 10 years. So I was just looking at the timeline and thinking if it takes 6 years to expand the jail downtown, And if it takes 8 years to build a new jail from the ground up outside of downtown, we're getting 2 years of use for $125 million and half the beds that we were promised. So to me, it doesn't really make sense. Plus, the downtown footprint is only about 4 acres in size. So it really is limiting as far as being able to provide that more holistic location where you can not only provide the services for mental health and drug addiction rehabilitation and so forth, but probably even just as important or more important, you can bring the money in from Health and Human Services Agency to help marry that with criminal justice system funds to get it done. What we were told is that it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars to build a facility from the ground up outside of downtown Reading. So I'm not naive to the fact that that is a boatload of money. How in the heck are we going to raise that money? Well, what I was told again was this is not going to require a sales tax increase. This would be an amortized situation like a mortgage is on a home. The community would pay for this facility over time utilizing bond funding. Now, the rates for bonds are not what they were a year ago when I was told this was the way to fund it. So maybe things have changed, unbeknownst to me. But I think this would take a coordinated community effort to get done, meaning the city of Reading would have to be on board with this as well, I would think. And I think another piece to this is to realize that the model of the new facility is not vertical in nature like the downtown. The downtown model is a passé, inefficient way of operating a jail. Each floor has to be treated like its own building. The new facility would be a single-story build and would be podular in design, meaning that you could have inmates together in one location and not in individual cells. They would be put into different levels of incarceration and given opportunity to better themselves while in the system. So when they're released, the recidivism rate would be less, is the whole theory that's played out in other places I've heard. Now, final statement on this is, over the course of a lifetime of a facility, the capital build-out expense is a small percentage of the overall cost related to that facility over its lifetime. So if you can build it as efficiently as possible from an operational standpoint at the start, the community wins over the lifetime of that facility. The location outside of downtown is a 40-acre parcel, used to be called the Enterprise Dump, and it's on the corner of 44 and Old Oregon Trail. Apparently, the county's also looking at three adjacent parcels to make that a 60-acre location. It would give us, as a community and a county, room to expand over time as the needs for greater capacity come about as we grow into the future. There would be room for a campus type of a situation. So I think that that all makes long-term sense for us. Now, I would say this. If I am an elected official and I am trying to figure out how do I show quicker action for my constituents, waiting 8 to 10 years for a facility to be built is probably not flying with the people in this community, and it isn't for our business community either. We aren't saying, let's build this thing outside of downtown Reading and wait 10 years for things to get better. So what happens in the interim would be a question for me. Number one is how would you pay for this expensive comprehensive location outside of downtown Reading? And then,
because I've heard up to $300 million.
Well, and then I've heard up to $500 million. So yeah. I know we're talking crazy money. I mean, the Giants just signed Carlos Correa apparently yesterday for 13 years, $350 million. I mean, that's not even gonna get
you know.
You what
and
you
that's
need.
Funny because I would have signed for $100 million with them. They could have saved right then $250 million.
It's yeah, I know.
But it is crazy money.
It's crazy money,
and that would take a bond issue. That would take you know, a long term bond issue, and if it takes up to 10 years, I mean, we can go 8 to 10 or 4 to 6.
Yeah. Well, I get back to the situation we're in right now, where we've had to close the floor of the jail. Why have we had to do that? Well, it's partly because of the staffing challenges that we've had. The conditions in which people work inside of our jail, they're not pleasant. People aren't getting into that industry as well because, you know, you could look at salaries and all that kind of stuff. But it's because of the way that the law is with respect to providing a safe, secure incarceration facility. They have to treat every floor as its own building. And so
it costs
that really,
like $50,000 a bed.
It's a
to
very
build.
Inefficient from a staffing and operational standpoint. And the building itself has a lot of deferred maintenance and all of this.
I think
stuff
everybody agrees on that.
Yeah.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Fine.
Doing great.
Great, Terry.
Well, do you think that Brock Purdy's going to be able to do it for the 49ers, Jake?
I am on the Purdy party right now until he proves me wrong.
Anyway, there is going to be a meeting with the Board of Supervisors. Everything you're saying is not entirely accurate, Jake, but that's just because that was November 3rd.
That's true, and I'm going to have a meeting this week, too, with
the sheriff.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Went ahead and made his statement about all these different things. He still wants the wheel. Everybody knows he wants the wheel. The wheel, according to our last CEO of Shasta County, Matt Pontes, is going to run $1 billion with a B dollars, and that would be 10 years minimum. We know what's going on with skyrocketing prices. When the sheriff shut down that floor of the jail, he never even notified the Board of Supervisors first. What I think needs to happen is we need to have people quit trying to do power plays and get to the crux of it. But the Board of Supervisors has voted on a plan. They have a plan. What you're saying isn't accurate to the plan that they voted on. I'm not going to go into it because it'll be addressed at the Board of Supervisors meeting. But really and truly, the sheriff was given $50,000 to go out and have meetings with the public. Yet the public hasn't been invited to one of these meetings. They've been private meetings. A lot of the people that have been at these meetings have gone out and talked about what they heard at these meetings when the general public isn't getting the true scoop. So to me, I'm a little bit, I hope that they all can learn to play together nice and that they can all get this thing going. But the sheriff has to communicate with the county has to communicate with the sheriff, and really and truly, as far as the health and human services, those purse strings are under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors. The sheriff or any expert that comes in has nothing to do or say about it. They have the purse strings on that. So hopefully we'll get an answer on that. My guess is we'll probably get an answer by either the third week or fourth week of January, and everybody can get on the same page. But one of the problems with Sheriff Johnson is he's going and doing these meetings. He has a select few people that he invites to them.
Well, yesterday everybody was
using that
wasn't
money that was given to him to do these things.
Wasn't yesterday a meeting for everybody down at the library?
Oh, was there one at the library for the library?
Yeah,
there was.
It was pretty well publicized.
It was.
Yep.
Well, okay, and you heard this yesterday, Mike? Jake, you heard this yesterday, or you heard this in November? When did you hear this information?
I'm referencing the November meeting.
That's right. See, that's what I'm trying to say here. So, really and truly, if there was a meeting yesterday, Carl, you weren't there. I wasn't there. Jake wasn't there. We don't know what was said at that, but really and truly, when you're given money to have a type of thing where you want the public to come in, you don't do it at the library. You do it somewhere where you can get at least a couple hundred people. And then you don't, if it was as detailed as the one that Jake went to, that's wonderful. But I haven't heard a peep about any of it. So the deal is that we need to have the sheriff on board with what the county wants to do. It isn't going to be the wheel. It's going to be something now. It isn't going to take 4 to 6 years. That's already been poo-pooed. So we need to get accurate information to Jake.
Well, I'm going to try and tomorrow, I'm going to give Patrick a call today.
I would get him
I'm going to try and get him on tomorrow.
Yeah,
I've got an open spot.
We can't be talking about stuff that doesn't exist, and there's other circumstances, and we really need to have a new day in this county, and that's what we all need to be on the same page. So you guys have a good day, and Jake, my friend, go Niners, huh?
Go Niners!
You know, I was really hurt the other day because, frankly, Tom is not having a good year. Tom Brady.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Cry me a river.
He comes home to San Francisco, and they just whoop him.
Well, yeah, just to paraphrase for this sensitive audience, you know, he said, you know, every day, every game, when you put on that helmet and those pads, you take the risk of either kicking tail or getting your tail kicked. And we were on the receiving end this time.
Yeah, that's true. but I think they're still first in their division with a 6-7
Isn't
record.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that something? Okay, got to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by another local organization called Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is stalwart in our community. It is a local bank. It is a community bank at local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with them. They have 4 branches, one in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and then a newest branch down in Anderson. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier retailer. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local retailer. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. It's a veteran-owned business, and Doug's been in the business for over 30 years. He does a great job. B&T Satellite.
Yep. They do great work.
No,
they really do.
You're going to...
Well, there's been a lot of calls coming in, and we don't have tickets. We may score some more in the future for Garden of Lights.
Yeah,
thanks for calling
try.
In. I thought maybe weighing in on, you know, we're talking about the jail. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, good morning. You're on the air. Do you have a comment for our guests, or do you want to weigh in on the jail?
Yeah, good morning. I just heard the last caller talking about... the meeting and how the public wasn't notified. And I heard about it from your guys' program, actually, roughly a week ago. And I went to the meeting last night, and it was actually very informative. So early on in the process, but there was a few different options that were kind of presented to all of us that were participating. We were allowed to make comments, ask questions, pros and cons, and leave all that information for the people gathering the data to take it back to the Board of Supervisors. So I thought it was actually a very productive meeting, and, you know, obviously our county needs a new facility. We need facilities that provide more services than just incarceration, and all the challenges that the state puts on us and the challenges that we have with our current society. But I thought it was a very good meeting, and a lot of people are engaged and are looking forward to more of these meetings. Just wanted to let everybody know.
That's great, Ryan.
You know, Ryan, you know, thank you for that, because we've been talking about it for a week, and I know Terry listens to the show off and on, but it was also in the paper. It was also on Facebook. There was a lot of ways that went out. And how many people were there last night?
I would say there was probably about 45, 46 people roughly.
Yeah. So it pretty much filled up the place. We need to have another one of these as we move forward, that, you know, maybe down at Sequoia School or
like
someplace
bigger.
Where we can put 300-400 people in there. So, because this is a huge step for Shasta County, and we're talking money, we're talking about something that needs to be done, because we are so far behind the curve right now. So thanks
Absolutely,
for calling.
You know.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Good phone call.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear more from Ryan. He's very articulate and sounds like he's engaged in the community, and it's nice to hear.
Here's the thing is,
fresh thought.
Here's the thing. We all agree we need to fix this.
Yeah.
And we have been trying, you know, ever since they turned the money down for that jail that would have been built now.
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
It was a kick in the you know what.
Yeah, but that was, you know, we got to get past that, okay?
Yep.
Yes. And, you know, in fact, don't even mention it again, Carl.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now we have to move forward. So the best way of moving forward, first of all, I think everybody wants to do something now as opposed 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's the issue to me. That's a big part of this. It's like,
I'd like to be able to go to it.
Yeah.
I mean, for the grand opening, you know, when they do the ribbon cutting.
I was going to say, we can make that happen. You know, there are ways you can go to it, Carl.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever win the billion plus a lotto, there's 200, 300 million of that. It's going to a jail.
There we go.
But you just have to call it.
We'll call
the Carl and Linda Bott Home for Wayward People. And it's got to be a neon, red neon, and it's got to blink with an arrow pointing down to the front door. There
I
you
am
go.
With you. Okay, so I take everything back that I previously said. Yeah, this is the plan. Okay.
Okay, let's go to Liam.
Hello.
William.
So there's the mental health facility on like 273.
Yes.
Is there is that viable at all? Like, I mean, has that location been considered?
It has been considered. In fact, this is a really good segue for me into a story. There's a guy in Reading, a legend, a former citizen of the year, actually, named Lou Gerard. Lou Gerard had a car dealership here in town, in downtown Reading. It was his father's before him. He was a chamber CEO a long time ago. And he called me yesterday to say, I want to tell you a story. So I was part of the original group that decided on building the jail where it currently sits.
Yeah.
And he said that the location down on Breslauer was the one that we thought we were going to build it there, because it would be close to the mental health facility and all the other things. It would make sense, you know, to me too, even today. But he said that the ultimate location was chosen, and it was supposed to be two stories higher than it ended up being. But there was a newspaper editor in Reading that some will remember named Bob Edkin. And it was during a time when the newspaper editor had a lot of influence, because everyone was taking the evening paper. And he did not want the two additional stories on the jail downtown. So he did a, apparently on the cover, there was an artist's rendering of, in black and white, of a huge rendering of this facility downtown. And basically the op-ed written was, "We don't need this thing in downtown Reading." So anyway, the point is, even in 1984, they acknowledged that we needed more capacity than we ended up getting.
Yeah.
So the story I've been told is that by 1985, it was already undersized for the needs of our county. So this has been a long time coming. And I thought Ryan brought up a really good point on that last caller about how the laws have changed and incarceration has changed in counties. And we kind of rehashed this, but our county and counties are now functioning as prisons because they're holding people for a long period
of
time.
6 to 8 years. We've got somebody in our county jail for 6 years. Think about that. In L.A., they've got somebody in there for 40 years.
I always say it's not Otis and Mayberry who's Andy, Sheriff Taylor's giving him the keys or anything like that. This is like a hardened criminals. So when you close a floor of that jail and you have to release, I guess, like 80 people, who are you releasing into the community? And then what are they doing? Well, they're going out and wreaking havoc on businesses and others in our community. And that's awful. So we know the problem. It's just been this discussion about what's the most viable solution. So I said, what about the business case? So let's see the business case. And we've only been able to get bits and pieces, but not really all the details. So I will be the first to say, yes, I am out ahead of myself on all of this stuff in the statements that I made. But based upon the information I received, it's hard for me to understand the logic of spending $125 million expanding on a model that's been shown to be inefficient and passe when there are more efficient models out there for jails.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday.
Yes,
going
got your
on
hairs,
getting
got your hair
carrying
cut.
On 15 years of getting my hair cut in one spot, and that's at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut. And how does my hair look?
Your hair's look great.
There it is.
I mean, I came in, the first thing I thought was, that's a fresh haircut.
Haircut. And they are so good. They shave around your
it's
ears.
It's fresh,
your
baby.
And my second thought was, that guy's lucky he still got hair.
Well,
it's fresh.
What can I
fresh
say?
Cut, baby.
And you know what? It's man's last stronghold. So Cypress Square Barbershop, Ted Lighty and I meet down there every 2 weeks. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. We'll be right back.
Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio.
Ooh.
8:51 in the morning here on the 14th. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark joins me, and I'm going to try and see if I can't get Patrick Jones to come in and talk about the jail from his side.
That'd be good.
Yeah, because there have been changes, and you know, when we're talking about what, you know, what is his vision for it? For the jail downtown. I think that we need to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I understand what you're saying.
I
you
think
know,
that's
here's
fair.
The,
I, yeah.
Well, it is fair. We try to do that.
Yep.
Here's the thing. I understand why putting another jail downtown isn't appealing. One, does sure. it give us everything we want? Or are we at the point where we need to take 280 people off the streets? Okay, so it's not 280. Maybe it's 200. But that's 200 more.
Yeah.
But that only means 200 more if you've got enough people to man the spots there. So, I mean, do we end up because the old jail is not going to be able to handle it because they're going to have to do ADA and everything else in it? So we move people from the old jail into the new jail. So we're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
But I understand where we need to do something now. There is no such thing as a temporary structure, which I don't understand why.
Nor I.
It seems to me we could take our low-intensity guys and girls and we could put a compound double wired with modular areas there.
And I'm sure we're getting too logical.
These thoughts. But see what the Department of Prisons has done though is they have made it so difficult that communities can't protect themselves by doing
have
something
more rights
like
than
this.
The offenders have more rights than the non-offenders.
$50,000 for a bed, and that's why if you want to build 1,000 beds, that's why it's $500 million. I mean that's, but can we wait until then? Can we just, you know, can we just, you know, scrimp along? Okay.
We're gonna
spend $186 million on this. We're gonna put 200 people off the street. Will that help?
Yes.
It will help.
Yep.
And on the other hand, do we want to have it downtown? Downtown Reading is in the beginning of a revolution of building and all that. And that area right there, mm-hmm. I mean, if you it could be another area where they build nice places. It could be working income, family housing.
That's been my write up in my newsletter. I actually said this, I think, yesterday at some point, but I know there's a fine line between being a visionary and being an unrealistic dreamer, but I just kind of played it down the line to the thought that, well, let's imagine that we did build a new facility and we figured that out. And then, you know, I would hope that the wrecking ball would be ready to go for this downtown location, raise it to the ground and the soon-to-be former courthouse along with it. And then that fleet vehicle maintenance lot that's on the corner of Court and Placer Street. So
yeah.
That whole area of property. What if we were able to make it something beautiful, inspiring, and profitable? And to make it those three things makes me think it's got to be in the hands of the private sector. And so then you get into the idea of Surplus Land Act stuff and all the things we've heard about in recent times and other situations. And that's okay, because let's say that it had to be a mixed-use place where you're providing more housing. This entire state and our community, we are in a housing crisis. So if that ended up being the case, that wouldn't be the worst thing either, in my opinion.
But what a good problem to have
if we were down to that.
Oh yeah,
down to that point.
But you know, if we had our wishes, we'd put a 1,000-person facility out and be ready next year.
I think another thing that we haven't talked about, that really hasn't been talked about in the community, is what does the city of Reading think about this? I mean, this is expanding the jail in downtown Reading requires city infrastructure demands. There, not to mention all the other components to changing the look of the place and, you know, all of that. So, I've been told that the city hasn't been involved and they have to be involved. So I'm curious to know what they think, about all this as well.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a new city council. What do you think?
New city council. I actually got a meeting with Jack Munns this week, so looking forward to sitting down talking with him about what's going on with us and our business community. I did see him at the grand opening of Costco, and he said, "How many members you guys have?" And I said, "Oh, we're getting close to 900." And he goes, "Well, by the time I'm done, I hope we have a lot more than that." So, you know, he's fired up. And
does it concern you at all that the very first thing they voted on about South City Park? They totally ignored the people that showed up about putting in baseball fields.
Oh, yeah.
And the vote was 3-2.
Well,
and it was Julie Winter.
Yep.
And the two new city council members voting to make South City Park into something that I'm not sure how we're going to do it.
Well,
because, and the cost of it.
Yeah.
I mean, where's that $150 million coming from?
Well,
they're so quick to talk about, oh, no, we need this because that means two more policemen.
Well,
where's this $150 million coming from?
Well, the park, the South City Park project, they're saying it'd be, an $8 to $10 million lift or something to that effect.
Oh, I think though, but by the time you add in everything else, they've got like $1 million. I think by the time you add in the covered structures and all these other things, that it's going to be more than $10 million.
Well, I'll say that what I've observed is that the local baseball community mobilized and got interested in the idea of having a new facility. I have a 12-year-old son who's in West Reading Little League, and so I'm right in that prime time where. Yeah, it is. It's about my kid, right? And I'm thinking about, I would love to have him play on some pristine, amazing baseball field. And I know it would be beyond his time that the thing would be complete, in all likelihood. When I think about the Colt 45s and, Rick Bassetti and everything that's happened, I'm proud of what he's done. He's been the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. He and Patty for years.
Yeah, and they made it work.
We helped to, our chamber helped to put the fence around the park because of the state of things in that park at that time. I think that it would be, it would make sense. And I talked to the consultant, by the way. Oh.
We got 1 minute. Okay. Go on.
I talked to the consultant and I said, so is there some way that we can have the park work in concert with Tiger Field? Could there be a fan pavilion, with a grand entrance, a place where people can, the fans can gather it before they got food trucks out. You got other vendors. You got kids getting autographs from the players. And then afterwards, there's a big party, at that location. And mm-hmm. she said, absolutely. So I think once we get down the road a piece, it's going to really help the Colt 45s to have millions of dollars invested right next door. And then I want to see the council say, we hear you, local business, local baseball community, and we're going to make sure that we've got you taken care of.
Well, Kim Niemer threw out that, Allen Golf Park, golf course, that could be a place for it. And everybody that's got anything to do with Allen said that's BS.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. Where did she get that?
It's a long-term, look at what could be, because there is a deficit of, baseball fields in that part of our community. So, not necessarily the golf course itself, but, land in and around, could be, a good place.
Jake, it's always a pleasure to have
you
here,
so
buddy.
Thank you so much. Your Chamber of Commerce monthly segment with the one and only
hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And thank you so much, Jake.